Welcome to Textonation. Joining us is Mary Biggins, co-founder and CEO of MealPal. Thanks for joining us, Mary.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Give us a little bit of an overview of what MealPal is all about.
Yeah, MealPal is a lunch subscription service. So you're able to get lunch from a variety of different restaurants, anywhere from salad restaurants to burger joints. And with the membership, you get lunch for as little as $5.99 per day. And today we're actually expanding and adding a dinner service as well.
And that's starting in New York City, right? The dinner service?
That's right. So to start, New York will be the only market to offer dinner, and it's something we'll hopefully roll out to other markets later this year.
Well, you have expanded pretty rapidly. Give us an idea of where people can find you, where the service is available.
Yeah, so we're in 12 markets now. So in the U.S., we started in Miami. That was our first market. We launched there back in January of 2016. And, you know, since then, we've also launched in Boston, New York, Chicago, D.C., San Francisco, and then a handful of markets abroad. So London, Sydney, Melbourne, Toronto, and most recently, just last week in Manchester.
Step us through how it works from the customer's perspective.
Yeah, so every night at 5 p.m., we'll release the menu for the following day. So a consumer can log in either on their phone or on the desktop version, and they'll see a menu of all of the different items that are available. And with MealPal, we've kind of reimagined what a menu looks like, because consumers are used to seeing a menu with lots of different options from the same restaurant. With MealPal, each restaurant is offering just one meal per day. So when someone logs in, they could look at 2,000 different restaurants, but each restaurant will just be offering one meal that day. When consumers see a meal that they want to reserve, they're able to see an actual photo of the meal, so they know exactly what they're getting, and then also a list of all of the ingredients. So for picky eaters like myself, it's really helpful to know exactly what you're signing up for before you order. And then when you reserve your meal, you also reserve the time that you'll pick up your meal. So it's a 15-minute pickup window. And when you go to the restaurant to get your lunch, you'll be able to skip the line and your meal will be ready for you.
And getting restaurants to participate and offer meals at this kind of price, how do you do that?
Yeah, great question. So, you know, we really spent a lot of time trying to understand the restaurant business in the beginning. When we were first working on MealPal, we wanted to really understand the challenges that a restaurant owner would face. And we were talking to the owners, we kept hearing the same theme. Lots of people were telling us that their labor costs were expensive and they really were only going up. And so as we started to understand the unit economics for a restaurant better, we understood that the typical labor costs is about 35%, and that's more than a restaurant is even paying for the food. And so we realized that if we could make it so that a restaurant could get more value out of their labor, that would enable them to sell their meals to us at a lower price, and we'd be able to pass some of those savings on to the consumer. And so with MealPal, because each restaurant is only offering one meal per day, it enables the restaurant to make those meals a lot more efficiently. They're able to, you know, make a lot of Cobb salads a lot faster than making a lot of individual customized orders. And so, you know, really figuring that out has helped us to be a good partner to our restaurants and a good way for them to really get more value out of each hour that they have an employee working.
So how did this come about? Where did the idea come from?
Yeah, so actually, you know, the idea originally came when I was at a Whole Foods at lunchtime in downtown Miami, and there were lots of people going in and out from all of the different banks and tall buildings nearby, and they were, you know, able to get a reasonably priced and really fresh and good meal from Whole Foods. And, you know, Whole Foods has all of the freshly prepared food bars and the salad bars, and they really get the benefit of economies of scale and being able to make a lot of the same thing at once. And so started to think, you know, what if my favorite pad thai restaurant could do something similar and could make a lot of pad thai at once rather than making a bunch of custom meals. And so that was really kind of the start of the idea. And from there, you know, started talking to restaurants to sort of figure out if that might make sense for them.
And there's no delivery involved here. And the reasons for that?
Yeah, so we want to make sure that we're able to keep the price point really affordable for consumers. And so, you know, with that, we want to make sure that they're paying something that they can afford to pay on a daily basis. I think, you know, with delivery, it's really hard to get anything delivered for, you know, less than $20. And that's not really sustainable on a daily basis for many consumers. And so we wanted to first focus on making sure we had an affordable option. And then second, you know, we think that there's some benefits to actually being able to get up and walk away from your desk for a few minutes in the middle of the day. Certainly, you know, people don't like going and standing in line for 15 minutes, but if you're able to, you know, go for a walk into the restaurant and skip the line and have your meal ready already, you know, that could be valuable to consumers.
Can people who don't live in one of the cities that you serve and are going to be there for maybe several days or a week, say a family, take advantage of this as well and buy a subscription and say use up all 12 or 20 of their meals within a shorter period of time?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the great things about MealPal is that there's no long-term commitment. So people sign up for a 30-day period, but you know, once they use those meals, they don't have to commit to continuing. So if somebody was going to be in one of our markets, even for a short period of time, they certainly could try it out and just kind of pick the right number of meals that will match up with their trip.
And so they could order three or four meals on any given day then?
Yeah, not exactly. So multi-meal ordering is something we don't offer yet. You know, you still have to only get one lunch per day or one dinner per day, although it certainly is a feature that is requested and that we've been doing some of the back-end work to build for. But right now, it will be just ordering, you know, one lunch meal per person per day.
Okay. Well, I was thinking, say, a family wanted to take advantage of something like this.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, we don't have quite that product yet.
Okay, but I assume then from what you're saying, there's more to come.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think, you know, with our latest round of funding, there's lots of new product features that we want to be building and, you know, kind of building off of lunch and expanding, of course, to other meals, but then just doing lots of things to make it more convenient and seamless for consumers to really find the best meal for them at any given time.
How quickly do you anticipate rolling this out in other geographic areas?
Yeah, so I mean, I can say that we've launched in 12 markets over the course of 18 months, so we certainly do like to move fast, although we'll want to kind of see what the early results are for dinner in New York and make sure that that we're getting the right feedback both from our restaurant partners and from consumers before we expand it. But, you know, certainly we'll have a strong bias for action and make sure that we're rolling it out as quickly as we possibly can.
And dinner is just a little bit more expensive than lunch. It's not a whole lot more, is it?
Yeah, it's not a lot more. So, you know, we talk to a lot of our users to understand what they want for dinner. And, you know, consumers tend to want heartier and bigger meals for dinner. And so, you know, responding to that feedback, we've made sure that our dinner menu reflects that. And so the price point is just a bit more. For 12 dinner meals, it's $6.99 per meal. And then for 20 dinner meals, it's $6.49 per meal.
That's pretty interesting because some people will spend on a meal sometimes the entire amount that they would be paying for 12 meals. But I guess it's not a sit down restaurant steak dinner kind of thing, or what can you tell us?
Yeah, so we really do have a variety of different restaurants. We think about restaurants in sort of two categories. So we have fast casual restaurants, which is you know, in New York, places like Just Salad or Chopped or Mulberry and Vine, they're all, you know, kind of traditional eateries where you're going to be able to be in and out pretty fast. But then we do have some nice sit-down restaurants as well. So places like Dos Caminos or Sarah Best or Blue Smoke, where you can go in and get a really good meal. And with MealPal, you're going to get that meal to go. So it is takeout only. But the quality of meal options, I think, is really great. And that's something that the team at MealPal were really focused on. Every meal on the platform, we are getting feedback every time somebody orders it, and we're watching the quality scores to make sure the quality is good. And every meal on the platform has actually been photographed by a member of the MealPal team and reviewed to make sure that it meets certain criteria and is something that, you know, we think consumers will have a good experience with.
Very interesting. So for more info, where do folks go?
Yeah, so to learn more about MealPal, you can go to MealPal.com, or if you're interested specifically in our dinner product, you could go to MealPal.com/dinner.
Great stuff. Mary Biggins, thanks for taking the time with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now this. We've been telling you about the great products and great people at Sea Crane for years, and the lineup just keeps getting better. The CC Wi-Fi radio is a personal favorite that lets you tune in to radio stations from all around the world via the internet. More than 16,000 in all. When the weather turns nasty, the CC Lantern will light the way with LED bulbs and never run out of power. You can charge it up from any USB source or the 12-volt socket in your car, or you can simply grab the hand crank on top and wind. Need an even more powerful solution? The CC LED Spot XB runs on standard batteries and puts out nearly the equivalent of a 100-watt light bulb. You'll find those bright ideas and a lot more to like by clicking on the link to Sea Crane at textination.com. Put in the code TEXTINATION for a free flashlight with your order. Sea Crane, they've been making customers loyal for decades.